Under the weight of a sluggish economy, Ford has announced plans to double production to 200,000 units a year over the next 3 to 4 years by investing 138 million rands at its Silverton assembly plant in Pretoria. Now, the plan comes right along with government's establishment of an automotive special economic zone in Tshwane. And joining us now with more of the detail on that is Ford SA's MD, Neil Hill. Neil, thanks so much for your time this evening. Well, this quite an undertaking and investment commitment in South Africa right now. Why does the SEZ make sense for you?
Alicia, thank you very much for the opportunity, and it's really great to be with you. The special economic zone in Tshwane is just so important for us because what it does is it allows us to continue our investment that we've been making in South Africa, but also to really drive efficiency in terms of the whole product value chain. But also, importantly, it gives us the opportunity to create jobs in, you know, the east of Pretoria area for Silverton, Mamelodi, Nelmapius, and Easterist. And, you know, that's just an absolutely crucial part. But for us, having a SEZ right next door to us gives us the opportunity to really work very closely with our suppliers and continue to drive and bring investment to South Africa.
It's in part an attempt at boosting local production to cater to both domestic and export markets. But Neil, how hard has demand been hit? And what kind of recovery are you anticipating?
So I think everybody is feeling and reeling from the impacts of COVID, and certainly the South African economy has taken, you know, multiple blows, I think, since the beginning of this year, when you look at things like, for example, the downgrade that we had, the lockdown period, which completely stopped manufacturing production for an extended period of time. So we definitely are seeing it, and our consumers are feeling it. But we are looking at a slow and steady recovery. And what we are starting to see is the industry starting to pick back up to respectable levels, certainly nowhere near where we were this time last year. But the encouraging thing is that we are starting to see some stability returning. And then also, we're starting to see our export markets coming back on stream. And, you know, our model is really built on a basis of supplying both domestic volume, but also export volume. And it's great to see vehicles flowing out of the port, the Silverton operation, heading down to the ports and getting onto vessels and heading, you know, to one of the many countries that we export the Ford Ranger to across the globe.
So that target that I mentioned right at the top, 200,000 units a year over the next 3 to 4 years, is still very much in focus.
The installed capacity that we're working in terms of our expansion plans are very much in focus. You know, when you make upgrades and investments in your plant, you certainly do it on the basis of what is coming. Do we anticipate that we'll be hitting the 200,000 units immediately? No, we think it's going to take time to grow. But what we want to do is make sure that we've got the capacity or the installed capacity for us to be able to handle growth when it comes our way, and to be able to really continue that fantastic, you know, record that we have in South Africa of contributing 1% to national GDP and playing our part in terms of the transformation of the South African economy, and also the playing our part in terms of the APDP2 program that is driving greater levels of local investment as well.
So that being said, the intent, and certainly part of government's automotive master plan, is to drive local content, specifically, you know, SMME participation. What kind of local content would this drive into your inputs?
Well, what we're looking at is how we can deepen and broaden the supply base. And we've had a very extended program, especially with, you know, we've got an incubation center with the ADCI or ACDI adjacent to the plant. Mm-hmm. And we've really been working in terms of bringing SMMEs, helping them upskill, and then actually transferring them into our actual supply bases as ongoing suppliers to Ford Motor Company. So we see this as a critical element. And, you know, we're working with Department of Trade, Industry and Competition as well in terms of looking to find different ways that we can find models and that we can broaden and deepen the supplier base. So that's absolutely crucial to deliver the increased local content as part of APDP2.
Yeah. Neil, are there any worries about being able to achieve that, whether from a skill or sheer capacity to produce perspective? And of course, Eskom and its load shedding schedule comes front of mind here.
Well, we continue to look at all of the external factor risks that we have. So skills is something that we invest very heavily in terms of skills development. So we're always looking for ways that we can give back to the communities, that we can continue to provide the necessary training, upskilling, and development for employees that can join our employment base, but also just industry as a whole. When it comes to Eskom security in terms of power provision, we work very closely with them. But we're also looking further down the track in terms of what we can do to secure our own energy future. And that's something that we're actively pursuing at the moment and looking for opportunities in terms of what that will mean for us going forward as well.
Yeah, hopefully that taking some of the costs out of your cost equation as well, Neil, along with taking imports out of your cost base as well. What does that start to do for your cost of production locally?
Well, certainly it keeps us in a very competitive space. And I think that that's one of the things that, you know, we as South Africans have always got to remember is that when you look at our production volumes in relation to where we fit in the rest of the world, and you know, the government and together with the industry is looking at a objective of getting to 1 million vehicles produced in South Africa on an annual basis, and that just really helps drive efficiency. And you know, the industry is one that is economies of scale. The more we produce, the more that we have got suppliers coming on board, the more the efficiency means for cost reductions, and ultimately it means that South African built vehicles become more cost-effective and more competitive on a global scale. And that's what, you know, we as a Nansa group are all working towards, is how do we actually put South Africa onto the global scale as being a manufacturer of high-quality, affordable, cost-efficient vehicles that we can really grow the economy in South Africa and create jobs for through investment and through expansion.
Yeah, how has COVID-19 and the impact it's had on economies globally shifted that global competitive landscape, Neil?
I'd probably say early days to see this, and I think that, you know, we haven't seen any major reactions or reorientating of production in certainly in the Ford world, and we've continued to stay the course in terms of the plans that we have. Certainly it's taught us a lot of lessons as we've come through it, and we've looked very carefully at what it means to us as an organization. Naturally, putting employees first was a critical element in terms of what we've done. So that was the critical thing that we really focused on during the COVID experience, and making sure our employees were, you know, there were no retrenchments from a Ford Motor Company perspective throughout COVID. Mm-hmm. And we've continued to take all of the protective measures to look after our employees and really encourage things like the use of PPE, social distancing, wearing of masks. We built flu centers or flu clinics at both our operations in Pretoria and Port Elizabeth. And it was really about the health and well-being of our employees that was absolutely critical. What we are looking at now is how we can return as quickly as possible to previous production scale, because that's really where we're going to drive the efficiency and how we're going to be able to ride out the storm that we're experiencing in 2020.
Let's leave it there, Neil. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, the MD of Ford SA, Neil Hill.